Love Is Not Pie, written by Catherine Lazarick. Read for you by Catherine Lazarick.
This book is dedicated to all those who wish they could explore the roads taken and not taken, and to those who yearn, learn, and grow. This book was born of a collection of poems written over 4 years in waves of love, desire, and frustration to my lover, my boyfriend, my and. Though he admitted later he was never really moved by them, not being much of a words guy, I felt they deserved to live as more than just a few emails in a hidden or deleted folder. Through the writing journey, I wove them together into the story of us, how we came to be, how we moved through the relationship, how I ended it all, and why. I love that all of it has now been transformed into a testament to the sheer joy of loving and losing. I enjoyed every minute of it, both the unusual relationship and the crafting of the story it has become. I hope you will find some resonance in these words for yourself, and I hope that this work will give you a glimpse into something outside the norm. And perhaps, just perhaps, you can go there if you're an explorer too. And now, the long story in short poems. I think of the village they say it takes to raise us, and it makes so much sense. But then I wonder why that village is reduced to one when we're grown. If we're grown, growing, groaning, wouldn't it be a small town by now? Heaps of peeps, peopled by partners, friends, lovers, sometimes, always, often, occasional, seasonal, proximal. Just one? Hashtag that's a lot of pressure. My village was small, and everywhere my small village made me small, not okay. My chosen, my family, lovers, friends, wise and foolish women and men, made me okay, again. I mean, why else do we relate, or even bother to fall in love? My husband is a patient man, a kindred soul, a lover of depth and beauty, and we've been around once or twice together, 1,000 times maybe. This time, helping me find my way out when I trip back in, telling me all the best truths along with the worst, launching me into myself from the bedrock of soulmate solidity. He and we and I, me, are so good together, a team. He loves me in safety, in words, in adoration. We always said, love is wanting the highest and best for your love. It started with me asking, what have you always wanted to ask me but never have? And ended with, if you could, would you? I always said I could not, would not say no. If he had the chance at a second, third, or fourth, I thought it would be good for him and good for me, though painful. Sometimes the best things hurt the most. Fearing the most, he said, I'd rather the pain of honesty over the pain of a lie. Every time. This is what happens, he said, when an uncontainable force, me, meets an unbreakable container, him, and I should know because I've tried. Aside from the conscious stretch and crack of growing pains, the unconscious brutality of honesty unvarnished, delivered directly with a side of chilled vicious, testing my teeth against his backbone and coming up hard against his softness, his gentling me. If this is 85% awesome and 15% meh, could use some work. I'll take it. Hashtag relationship goals. All my friends were surprised when I told them I was getting married. They know I like variety. But what they didn't know was I wanted this convention to be mine, to test its limits and mine within it. I think I got lucky, but it was pretty intentional. Gathered pieces from every broken puzzle to find the 5 qualities I wanted, needed, had to have. Smart, good sense of humor, financially responsible, family values, desire to grow. My patient man, he had it all. But, and, there was one other. He was my road not taken, inspirational instincts and ins, aching of history, with a touch of mystery and magic and musical moments unseen and unhad. Touching base once or twice, 3 times or more, I was never sure, keeping tabs at a distance after university, over the years on boards of groups and committees over ice cream, I don't remember, but he did.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?